Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Mason. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. And now, play ball. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mason fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry bunts towards the mound. Gentry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Garrett covering, double play. Two outs. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0 for 1 in the game. Mason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grote. The throw from Hyatt and he is safe. Grote steals second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones who is chasing the ball. Bonds reaches third base with a triple. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hyatt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mason fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Cranepool moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-2 in the game. Mason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gentry moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up towards the mound. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Gentry moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to second. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Charles is walked intentionally. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bonds hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Gentry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bonds for the out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hyatt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Hyatt reaches second base with a double. Juan Marichal pinch runs for Jack Hyatt. Bob Berta pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta strikes out. Two outs. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Don Mason. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tito Fuentes now playing shortstop. Bob Barton now catching. Ron Herbel now pitching. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Rod Gasper pinch hits. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones bunts in front of the plate. Barton fields it and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to second. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cranepool is walked intentionally. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garrett scores. Cranepool moves to second. It's 4-2, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 3 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bonds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.